The Weeknd enjoying some music success.
He has a song with Kendrick Lamar right now that is part of the Black Panther soundtrack. And that soundtrack is number one for the second week in a row. And the movie made another $108 million, bringing its total here in the U.S. over $400 million.
I thought about that when you said this. That some movies just, they wish for $108 million on an opening weekend.
Total. Sometimes they wish for that total.
Yeah. You ladies have a good weekend?
I had a pretty good one. I had a lot that I had to do at home and like drive my kiddos around, but it was kind of relaxing.
Go ahead, Tara. No, Rocket, please.
Weird. Awkward.
Awkward.
What did you do?
I played What Do You Meme, and it's the funniest game ever.
What is it?
What's the point of it? I realize you're reading funny memes, but how is it a game?
It's just like Cards Against Humanity, but the middle card is a meme, and everybody just sticks in the caption they think it should be. And the funniest one wins.
I think I would like that.
It's so funny.
Is it kind of adult-only like? Okay.
1,000% adult-only. Do not play with your children. But it's very good.
All right.
So me, I just kind of... Here's the deal, Terry. You might not know this about me. I am OCD diagnosed, and I get kind of crazy.
What?
Well, you can ask Teresa. Usually, a couple times during the year, I change bedding.
He usually changes it with the seasons.
With the seasons. So every day.
So is this your spring?
Yes, because it's President's Day sale.
Getting
they
into
still
spring.
Go on.
Right.
So I went to, I was telling my friends at Kohl's yesterday, I want to say hi to Tricia, and I bought this bedding, and I got it all because it was all on sale. I don't even know who this lady is, but the texture was so soft.
Vera Wang.
Because I sent you pictures of it. It is so comfortable.
Rocket sends he texted Tara and I with a picture of his Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
He's like, look how much I saved.
Then I went to Macy's and got these towels. Have you heard of the Hotel Collection?
I have not.
Well, they have it at Macy's. They have the Ralph Lauren and the Hotel Collection. Like, basically, any resort we go to, they use these towels.
Yeah.
And they're super soft. They're normally like $40. They were half off. So I got these towels for like $18.
Why, out of everybody on the show, are you the one that's about fashion and decorating?
I'm about texture.
Interesting.
I told you, I'm about texture.
It's about texture, Teresa.
Okay. Yes.
Sure. It is 7:44. Let's get into our trending topics, which, by the way, we're going to have a beautiful day today, a high of 60, even though it's only about 28 right now. Did you see how there were violent storms all over the Midwest and South? We're talking tornadoes, flooding. They actually had big tornadoes in Kentucky and Arkansas. I text my dad. He's in a rural part of Oklahoma, really close to Arkansas.
Yeah.
And I texted him this morning. I just said, so did you get any warnings or storms near you? And he goes, I don't know. If I did, I slept right through them.
Oh, good
I wrote
for
back.
You.
I said, that's super comforting to know that you didn't even pay
attention.
Were
they expected? Do you know?
I don't know. I really don't. I saw that one of my cousins over in Arkansas posted, are we really having tornado warnings right now? It's a crazy time of year, but that's what we're heading into.
Wow.
So I love it when Kansas City makes national news. A naked suspect under arrest following a police chase in Clay County yesterday afternoon.
Got a white male with no clothes on a yellow ATV that's running from us.
Swear to God, white dude, naked as a jaybird, on an ATV running against traffic on I-29. The cops have a rolling roadblock. I swear to God, there's like 12 of them behind us. This dude is butt... naked. Holy there's like seven more getting on the highway. He's getting ready to pass us. Wow. This dude is going faster on an ATV than we can go on cars. Because we have so many cops around us. I mean, there's state troopers, KCPD, the sheriff's department, helicopters up.
All in Kansas City.
We had a woman that called in earlier, and I said, so how long until you actually noticed that he was naked? She goes, right away, I noticed that he was naked, right away. Another Winter Olympics is in the books. The curtain came down on the 2018 Games with an exhilarating closing ceremony yesterday. Team USA finished with 23 medals, 9 gold, which now includes the first ever for curling.
A few days ago, it was unlikely. Now... it is undeniable. The United States has won curling gold at the Olympics.
Which is crazy because The Simpsons actually predicted it back in 2010.
The USA has won demonstration gold, our first and only medals of these entire Olympics. Kids, open your history books, tear out the pages, and put this indelible Olympic moment in.
USA!
It's super weird. They predicted that Trump would be president, but way back like 16 years ago, and there was even a Nobel Peace Prize that they predicted way before it happened. They're Nostradamus.
You know, the Olympics were good. I watch them. You know, I'm a huge fan. The ratings weren't that great. The hockey team, women's hockey, was great for me. The curling and the two 17-year-old snowboarders were the best ones for me.
Did you say snowboarders?
Yes.
That was
snowboarders.
So, Tara said I have to read this. Number 8, Kansas, has won at least a share of its 14th straight Big 12 championship with a 74-72 win over Texas Tech. Who in this room went to Texas Tech?
Hello!
And who in this room was talking trash about KU on Saturday? That guy.
Yep.
That guy right over there.
Yeah. Yep. I heard they ran out of shirts because it's like you said, how many in a row now?
14th.
14. Yeah. That's amazing.
The Jayhawks have a 2-game lead over the Red Raiders in West Virginia with 2 games left. That breaks the record of UCLA winning 13 consecutive conferences in the 1960s and the 70s. And Kansas will host Texas tonight at Allen Fieldhouse. And finally, according to a new survey, 2/3 of moms do this. Say they hide the really good snacks from their kids and their spouse. Why? Totally, I would do that. The most common snacks they're hiding are chips,
okay,
candy, cookies, fruit, nuts, popcorn, crackers, ice cream, yogurt, and pretzels. I feel like that's all of the snacks.
I
just named every single one of the snacks. The most popular places to eat their secret snacks?
The car.
Car is one of them. The other one?
Bathroom.
In bed.